Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to all of our listeners. This is America's Great Loop Cruisers Association Weekly Blog Radio. With us, as usual, is Steve for the technical end of the website and the show, and myself. I'm Janice Kroemer, and I'm the director of the association. Before we begin, I'd like to thank and tell you about our wonderful Admiral sponsors, Curtis Stokes & Associates, Dog River Marina, Dozier's Regatta Point Yachting Center, Dozier's Waterway Guides and Magazine, and, of course, Skipper Bob Publications. America's Great Loop Cruisers Association, or AGLCA as we call ourselves, is an organization of people who share a sense of adventure and curiosity about America's Great Loop. For those not familiar with the Great Loop, it's the continuous waterway that circles the eastern portion of North America. Our association was formed to disseminate information and to share in the camaraderie of this awesome journey. For those wishing to learn more about the Great Loop, visit our website at www.greatloop.org. Non-members can join the association at the site, or anyone can sign up for one of our very, very new one-day seminars that will give you a wealth of information about the cruising lifestyle that is the Great Loop. I know many of our loopers are on their way to Chicago and are looking forward to cruising through and touring this great American city. Guest host, Captain Gene Schnagel, will tell us what we should know when visiting Chicago. Gold Looper, harbor host, and frequent speakers at AGLCA Rendezvous, Gene is an expert at cruising the Great Loop. Welcome, Gene.
Good morning, Janice, and good morning, Steve. Thank you for having me today.
Well, thank you so much for helping us out. I really appreciate it. I would like to tell all our listeners that if they have a comment or a question during Gene's presentation, you can call a toll-free number. It's 877-497-1815. Okay, Gene, where would you like to start?
How about Lake Michigan? Maybe we should start there.
Well, we covered Lake Michigan pretty much last week, but I know we need to traverse Lake Michigan to get to Chicago.
Exactly, and what we're going to do is just the loopers are heading down. In fact, Kathy and I have a couple that will be starting the loop this fall, and they're coming down to spend the weekend with us from the North Channel today, so we'll see them this evening. But then they're going to be heading down to Chicago in a while, and Chicago is the start of all the rivers for the Great Loop. It's not hard to find. You're going to head down to the southwest corner of Lake Michigan, and it's going to be a sight to behold as you approach it. Just for the point of information, if anybody's got their pen in their hand, Chicago is, the Latin lawn for that is 4153054 North 8736630 West. And that'll take you right to the lock on the Chicago River. So a couple of things I'd like to touch on just briefly, though, on approaching Chicago from a navigation standpoint is two things. One is to watch the weather carefully. Lake Michigan is always a body of water that you want to watch your weather. And two is watch for fog as you're approaching Chicago. We do get big fog banks setting in and heading out all the time, and you're probably going to have to be careful on that because and maybe have to come in on the instruments. But keep it in mind and listen to your radio for reports heading in there.
Now, can I just interrupt for a question?
Please, go right ahead.
Just for the people navigating now, we heard on the news last night, and I don't know if it's further north or as you approach Chicago, but apparently the water is in the lakes have gotten extremely cold, and the ice is like rising and creating cold water, but also serious problems with fog. Is that something we need to contend with now?
Well, there's no ice to contend with. You're not going to run into anything like that. But we do have cold water, and that's actually, before the broadcast, Steve and I were talking about that off air. And right now the fishing on the lake is not very good for the Lake Michigan fishermen due to that water temperature.
Really?
It's starting to warm up a little, so everything's fine. There's nothing to worry about there. There are some events going to be going on in Chicago, and I'll cover those a little bit later that boaters should be aware of as they come in. But no, don't worry about any ice.
But there's no excessive fog or anything yet.
No, we do have, the water is high now. Lake Michigan, due to the winter, all the ice, the lake froze up. And with all the melt, and we've had a ton of rain over the spring, the lake levels are back up to their normal levels. So boaters should be aware of that. You do have good water again. A lot of the problems we had with rocks and shoals appearing, those are gone. So everything is back to pretty much normal, and they should have no problems.
Okay, so they come down Lake Michigan and go through the Chicago River Lock.
Well, before they get to the lock, they're probably going to want to spend some time in Chicago.
Okay.
And if you'd like, I could go over a little bit of that.
Of course.
All right. Well, Chicago, I would advise everybody, if you're planning on staying at Chicago, call ahead for reservations. Chicago gets very crowded. The harbors, there are 10 harbors in the Chicago area that are part of the Chicago Harbor program. And you can contact Chicago Harbors, and I've got the telephone number here. I'll give it to you. It is 312-742-8520. Again, that's 312-742-8520. Now, any weekday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., if they call that number, get a hold of Chicago Harbors and decide where they would like. Now, in the, like I said, there's 10 harbors there. There's Montrose coming from the north. You've got Montrose, Belmont, DeVercy, DuSable, which is right at the lock, Monroe, Burnham, and then heading to the south of Chicago, you've got 31st Street Marina, 59th Street, and then Jackson Park Inner Harbor and Jackson Park Outer Harbor. I personally, for power boats mainly, and sailboats if they'd like, I would recommend DuSable Marina. That is centrally located. It is, right, like I say, right at the lock and right at Navy Pier. So everything is nice and close and easy to get to. When you're looking at the... I've got to grab my other sheet here, excuse me. When you're looking at the marinas, you're going to find that things can cost a little bit more in Chicago.
I was going to ask, do you have any idea what the average per foot rate is?
I sure do, and that's what I was looking for. Thank you. You're going to find that you have different types of docking. You have star docks available. You have wall space available. You have slips available. You have moorings available. Right now, the mooring cans and star docks are running around $1 a foot. Wall space, if somebody wants to go on a wall, is about $1.50 a foot. For the slips, now these run, they vary, and on holidays the prices could, if you're there over the holiday or special event,
sure,
it can cost a little more. But normally 30 to 39 feet is about $2.35 a foot. And 40 to 60 feet, $2.55 a foot, and then naturally runs up from there.
Actually,
there are,
for a major city like Chicago, that's not bad.
Well, it's not bad, but there's a lot of boats, and that's why I emphasize, please make your reservations in advance. You can get very crowded very fast.
And Gene, I'm not familiar with the term. What is a star tie-up?
A star docks are a circular, where the boats are, it's a floating dock, round, and the boats nose in to the, in form almost like a star. I guess that's what the term is.
I have never seen that. That's really interesting.
If the boaters would like to see what I'm referring to, if they would go online and just go into Chicago Harbors, pull that up, and go to... I got to find. I'm looking right now as I'm speaking to you. It's I can't even remember which one it is. I'm sorry. I
no
believe
problem.
It's,
we can.
Anyway,
find it.
One. You'll see as you look at the marinas, you'll see the different types of designs, and you'll see the star docks.
Okay.
One other thing I wanted to cover is when you're staying at the marinas. Anything in Chicago is reachable by taxi cab, and all you have to do is just call for a cab. You shouldn't. Cabs are actually relatively inexpensive in Chicago. You can go just about anywhere within a mile or so, which would cover most of the city downtown, and it'll run you around $5 per person for a cab. So it's not that bad to go by cab.
No.
So, and I would recommend that's how you go. It's quick and it's easy, and the cabs are well regulated in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
As far as things to do down at in the city of Chicago, the Navy Pier is naturally a great attraction. It's right there, right at the lock, and right at DuSable Marina. There's everything to do on Navy Pier and a lot of good restaurants. The nice thing, though, is at the other end of DuSable Marina is a 372-foot boat that's moored there, and it is the Columbia Yacht Club. And the Columbia Yacht Club welcomes transient boaters in. They have a wonderful dining room. It's a great facility. It's right on the water, naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And it's within easy walking distance. It's just at the opposite end of the DuSable Marina.
Uh-huh.
Another neat point for that is the fact that when it comes to, and I'm going to jump here a little bit and talk about some provisions, when you are staying in Chicago, it's a huge city, and sometimes things get a little awkward to find for boaters. The first thing I would say, if you need boating supplies or you need repairs or anything like that, I would recommend that you contact a sponsor of AGLCA, which is Marine Services Corporation. Now, they have all the boating facilities you're going to need to give you assistance. They're easy to get a hold of. If you look in your waterway guides or look in your AGLCA sites, you will see their number. Excuse me. And I'll give you that now. It is 708-841-5660. That's 708-841-5660. They would be able to give you any assistance you need as far as repairs or parts or anything like that you're going to need for your vessels.
That's great.
Now, the other thing is, where do we get food and where do we get beverages in a big city like Chicago? Mm-hmm. I'm going to go back to DuSable again because that's so centrally located. But to find out an answer to that, because I never picked up provisions in Chicago. So I called the Columbia Yacht Club, because they're right there and their boaters are right there, and I said, where do you get provisions? And they were kind enough to tell me that it's the easiest thing in the world, and it's one of the greatest stores they know of in Chicago. This is called Mariano's Mariano's. It's a grocery store, a large store, and it's located within about a 10-minute walk directly up the street from the in towards town from the Columbia Yacht Club ship. So all you do is just walk out of DeSable Marina, walk down to the end of the marina to the Columbia Yacht Club, and then turn and walk directly west into the city and go right up Randolph Avenue, and you're going to run into the Columbia, or to the Mariano store, which is located in what they call the Lakeshore East Park. Now, I'm going to give you another number for that. This is the store number. If you have questions before you go there, you can give them a call. But they are kind of a high-end grocery. They have a great delicatessen. They have a complete liquor beverage department. They have everything anybody would want and for provisions. Now, they can be reached at 313-228-1349. That's 313-228-1349.
Gene, are you sure that's 313 and not 312?
Excuse me, 312. Sorry. Yep.
It's okay. I used to do a lot of research on for area codes.
You're right.
First of all, I want to thank you for researching that and calling the Columbia Yacht Club. I appreciate it. And if you don't mind, I think we will take a quick break for a commercial from one of our Admiral sponsors, Dog River Marina and Boat Works.
Please.
AGLCA, Admiral-sponsored Dog River Marina, is located at the mouth of the Tenton Waterway in Mobile, Alabama, only 22 miles from the Gulf of Mexico. The marina encompasses 95 slips, 80 of which are sheltered. They offer a ship store, courtesy car, rental cars, 24-hour guard service, and shore power. The complex's full-service repair facility is staffed with highly trained personnel to handle everything from simple repairs to complex overhauls. For more information, visit www.dogriver.com.
Thanks, Beth. Okay, Gene, do you know if, Mariano's?
Correct. And
do they deliver at all, do you know?
No, I don't know that, and that's why I included that number.
I thought it would give them a call.
Now, Mariano's, by the way, is spelled M-A-R-I-A-N-O-S. M-A-R-I-A-N-O-S.
Okay.
And that's at Lakeshore East Park.
Okay. Thank you.
Now, one other thing I would, if I could mention, for the boaters staying in Chicago, no matter what marina you're at, out of the 10 marinas there, whether you're on hook or you're in a slip or whatever the case may be, I would recommend strongly that they check their AGLCA sites, because I'm aware of 7 different harbor hosts directly in the Chicago area. And as a harbor host in Milwaukee, I know that if they are in that register for harbor hosts, they are there to help all the boaters on the loop, and they will do that. In fact, they look forward to it. So if you have any questions about getting around or you need to go anywhere, I would suggest very strongly that they take a look at that list on the AGLCA website and just give one of them a call, and I'm sure they'll help them out.
Thanks for mentioning that, Gene. I appreciate it.
Okay. Now, as far as staying, I do know that for this fall, one thing I would recommend is that if the boaters are going to Chicago, you want to be out of Lake Michigan no later than September 15th. And the reason I say that and suggest it is you have to remember, in fact, like you mentioned earlier, it gets cold up here, and we do get ice. And as the fall starts to come upon us, these marinas along the rivers heading south start to close down and get prepared for winter. As they close down, the fuel stops disappear because they close down too, and you're going to have to do a lot of adjusting. Leaving by September 15th and starting down the rivers, leaving Chicago and working your way south, is the perfect time and keeps you ahead of that closure process so you don't have to worry about it. As far as events going on in Chicago, I do know that there are upcoming waterfront events in August now. The first one is going to be August 9th, and that's called Aquapalooza 2014. This is the whole waterfront is one big music festival. And with that in mind, if you'd like to be there for that, you really want to get your reservations made, if you can get one now, if you want to attend that. The other one is August 16th and 17th, and that is the Chicago Air and Water Show. And that is huge. And it's all down on the waterfront, beautiful time. I'm not sure if they're going to, I think they're going to have the Blue Angels here this year. I'm not sure. You could check that. But it's well worth attending that. And then into September, you have to be aware of the date that September 6th is the Chicago Regatta. And this is a huge party and lots of boats. They have a big powerboat poker run on Lake Michigan, and all of this is for the children's proceeds go to the children's hospital. But it causes a lot of the slips to be taken up, so be ready for that. And then naturally, October 31st, all the harbors close, so you want to be long gone by then. But that's really the basic things you have to be aware of for that for the next 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
I would also suggest that as you're getting ready to leave and head down the rivers, check with the harbor masters to see if there's any updates you need to know about locks or anything about the bridges, and just stop in and talk with them. They're a wealth of information and can save you a lot of time and trouble. So quickly now I'll talk about going down, leaving there, heading down the Chicago River. Lock 1 is the only lock you're going to hit there. And for many of us, it's our first lock. It was our first lock when Kathy and I went. And it only takes you down 2 feet. And compared to Wilson and the rest of the big boys, this 2 feet is nothing unless you've never locked before. So you're going to pull into that lock, and you're probably going to be told to tie on or go to the starboard side. The lock masters there prefer that starboard wall. You might be a little reluctant because normally your winds are coming out of the north, and they seem to blow you away, but just bear with it. You're going to be fine. You're going to pull up to the wall, and all you're going to do is grab a rope on the lock wall, and you're going to hang on. And it's just going to take you down 2 feet. They'll open the gates, and you go into you're now in the Chicago River. Those ropes, if you got a little wind, you hang on to two of them, and one fore, one aft, and it'll give you a little more stability. Lockmaster is going to talk you through it, and you're going to slide right into the Chicago River. Once you're in the river, it's nothing but beautiful. You're going right downtown Chicago, right under Michigan Avenue, the main shopping streets. You've got high-rise monster buildings every step of the way. It's very impressive. Now, you're going to have traffic there. We've talked about this at the spring rendezvous in Norfolk this last spring. There's a lot of boat traffic in the Chicago River, a lot of sightseeing boats. There's maintenance boats along the river near the bridges. Just be aware, and you'll have no problems. The only two bridges that I would mention, you're gonna go under about 20 bridges in the city of Chicago, and actually about 29 total between Lake Michigan and the south side of Chicago, which is South Ashland Avenue. Take it slow, take it easy, and enjoy the scenery, and it's nice cruising. The one bridge you're going to run into, though, and that's where you get your vertical draft restriction, is at mile marker 300.6. That is a fixed bridge, and it's fixed at 19.1 feet. That's 19.1 feet. Now, that's actually on the Cal Sag. You've exited the Chicago River, but you're going to hit it. So that's the height restriction you're going to have to watch for. The other bridge I want to caution about is the Canal Street Railroad Bridge. This is the Amtrak bridge located at Canal Street. It does open. You're going to signal them. You're going to call them on the radio to open or hit them on the horn. The problem I want to advise people about is that the attendant there, he tends to have a problem hearing you sometimes, I think. And what happens is you're going to sit there and you're going to be free-floating. You've got nowhere to tie up, so you're going to be treading water. And he doesn't always respond. Bear with it. Other boats will be coming, and eventually he'll get that bridge open. But he's going to have to open it before you get through there. You may want to take, before you head out, check with your harbor masters and ask them if they happen to have any schedule of the Amtrak trains. And that could save you some waiting time. If they give you the schedule ahead of time or you check it, you can save yourself some treading water and get there when there's no scheduled trains going through. So really, beyond that, in the city, you're not going to have any problems. Once you get out of there, you're going to get down to the Cal Sag, and I'm not going to go into that because that's heading out of Chicago. But I would strongly advise all the listeners that if you are going to take this section, is attend the fall rendezvous if you can get down there. Or if you have not attended one, be sure to attend a rendezvous for AGLCA, because all the cautions, all the information you need, all the photos that can show you exactly what we're talking about on something like a radio broadcast are going to be presented to you there. And you're going to be with a lot of people who've already done this, and they can tell you exactly what they experienced, what the cautions are, what the good things are, and you're going to have a wonderful time. But you're going to get a lot of information that's going to save you a lot of little glitches along the way.
Well, so, thank you for that, Gene. Is there anything you'd like to close with, or have we? I think we've covered just about everything.
The only thing I'd like to say, Janice, in closing, is that if anybody is heading down the lake and happens to be on the Wisconsin side, they can go to the AGLCA site. Kathy and I, our number is in there, and we'd love to have you stop by, like McKinley Marina, where we're located, which is the main harbor in Milwaukee. And if you need anything, we'll give you a hand. And other than that, they can stop and enjoy a soft drink with us.
Thank you. Steve, is there anything you'd like to ask Gene or anything you'd like to add before we close?
Well, the only one that came to mind was Gene was talking about the 19.1 foot bridge.
Uh-huh.
Was the guy that called me one day and was completely irate that we would publish that, because he had talked to the Corps of Engineers who assured him that bridge did not exist.
Well, I know our loopers can tell us it does exist.
I wouldn't want to try to take it too fast going under it, Steve.
Well, I don't think I want to take it with a 24-foot bridge clearance either, but...
It's... Well, I'm not going to get into that. Now's not the time.
Okay, thanks, Gene. Again, if anybody would like to become a member, visit our website at www.greatloop.org. For those planning on coming to our fall rendezvous, October 13th through 16th on the Tennessee River, we have filled up almost more than half of our capacity. So if you're planning on coming, register soon. And until next week, everyone safe cruising. Thank you.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye. Thank you very much.